Our man, our great man, Chief Sports Reporter Sammy Edmund, exclusively reported yesterday that rival clubs believe, what about this, that they're an outside chance to prize Jamara Ugle-Hagan out of the Witten Oval. This is what he had to say yesterday.
Rival clubs, some of them, believe they're an outside chance to snatch Jamara Ugle-Hagan out of the Western Bulldogs.
Really?
There's multiple clubs that have inquired about Ugle-Hagan's, I guess, willingness to entertain a trade. He has grown somewhat disillusioned, Jared, with life at the Dogs. The recent decision to leave him behind in Melbourne during the team's extended trip away to Sydney and obviously Perth was seen in some circles as a missed opportunity to get the kid along.
Well, that would stun me like few other things in footy if he was. I'm sure Sammy Evans right. I'm sure clubs have made an inquiry, have rung up and said, just by the way, I don't think this is only my opinion. I've got no heads up on this at all. I don't think there's a snowflake's chance in hell that they would entertain any offer for Jamara Ugle-Hagan.
No, is there a snowflake's chance?
I don't know anything.
No. But is there a chance that he and his management aren't happy?
I don't know about it. I don't know any. I don't know the boy. I don't know him at all. I just know his talent. I know that you could put a thousand stories on the table to say, yeah, here's a great story about a young man who's had to bide his time before he became great. And I don't think the Western Bulldogs are going to allow that to happen.
I don't know him at all, but I would think that if you're taken with the pick that they did, with the hype that was surrounding him, and then you're watching your other mates making their debut at other AFL clubs, and you're still not getting picked, I can understand that the kid is probably impatient and thinking, what about me? And maybe he can't see it as exactly as it is from the Bulldogs' perspective now, but that's the handling and the management of him. And hopefully he's getting the right advice about this as well.
Yeah, but that's the beauty of youth. Imagine if you buckled, or not that buckle's not the right word, but if you were to sit back and just appease every young person in sport who was impatient about trying to get to where they want to go. It's you sit them down, you explain, you point it out.
They don't necessarily believe you, though. Well, you go back to the days when we were talking to people from the GWS Giants, with all those young kids they had in there. Mm. And one of the problems they had there was managing the expectations of the kids, because they all thought, okay, we're all early draft picks. We should all be playing now.
Yeah. Great
clubs. We don't want to wait.
Yeah, they were a startup where they're all racing against each other. So I put them to the side. Great clubs are very good footy clubs, which the Western Bulldogs are, manage this, and they'll manage it beautifully. Luke Beveridge is a star. Luke Beveridge is a great person.
No, I understand that.
I know you know that. I know you're not questioning that.
No, I'm not questioning that at all.
I know you're not.
But what I'm saying, Sam's story is probably, I would say, 100% right. There would be clubs out there would be thinking, okay, well, they're not playing this kid. Yeah. I'm hearing that he's not particularly happy about not getting a game. Let's see whether or not there's some chance that we could prize him out of there.
If I was the Western Bulldogs, I would hope he's not happy.
Of course.
I would hope that he's banging down the door saying, why aren't I playing and get me in? I would hope that's the case.
And then you'd be hoping also that he's...
He sits and listens and understands why he's not and continues to push hard and hope to get there by the end of the year.
Exactly.
You talk about no one seeing... I'll get the audio. I've got it here. Someone sent it to me from Western Australia. Brad Hardy called the fact that Nathan Buckley would be gone by round 12 this year, about 3 months ago, on radio.
Did he really?
It was one of the great calls. I'll get it out. I'll see if I can get it out of my phone. I'm pretty stupid when it comes to that. But I'll see if I can pass it on and we can have a listen to it. That is a good get. Rob Murphy, he had a response, as you would expect. Let's have a listen to Bob.
I'm pretty shocked, really. Just like he's been there for 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
It's his first season. He's had a few injuries. He's played some good twos footy.
Yep.
The positive around it is that he's a number one key position player that he thinks he should play and he's hungry to play. The pessimistic side of me is like, gee, that's early to be getting the grumbles.
Grumble away, I say. Grumble away. Who wrote Robert Murphy out there? His name's Bob. He changed it about 4 years ago. He's not going anywhere. I think he'll be an absolute beaut. Well, indications are that he's got everything in his power to be a beauty, and the fact that he's having to wait a bit's not going to kill him. Be the worst thing.
Sam's story, very vague. Looks like something just trying to make something out of nothing. No, he's not like that. I'll go to war for Sam Edmund. because you and I speak to him often. He does not ever go to air with a half-truth.
I'll go to war. I'll drive the tank, whether I'd charge over the first hill.
You would?
For Sam.
Right. So you can drive tanks and Formula One cars, can you?
You don't listen again.
There's nothing you can't do.